hopes have shaped the outlook of every young Palestinian, creating anger and despair in equal measure.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu Akbar. Jaddati, ummi, abi, ikhwati, ammi, jirani, ammati, assalamu alaykum, jami'an. أنا لي نية في الاستمرار في الجهاد حتى أستشهد.
شن ماذا؟
إن لازم نستشهد ونقاوم من أجل فلسطين.
شو هذا؟
هذا من 16 قناص.
هذا من شان إيه؟
هذا من شان نلعب فيه ونطخ.
وكرم.
لو إنه عن جد كان وريتهم لليهود. بس لعبة وأنا حامل واحد بكره أحسن منه يا أما بركب هنا خشبه وبركب هنا
Abdus Sattar's favorite game is called Jews and Arabs. To win this game, you have to die.
الشهادة في سبيل الله أسمى أمانينا يا رب لا تخافوا إن الخوف منتقم لا تحزنوا إن الحزن يرعبني لا تصيحوا إن الصيحة تقتلني طخ عليهم كلنا أموات يا أمي فلا تحزني يا أمي بل افرحي على أني استشهدت في سبيل الله
حياة كلها يأس فقدت في عائلتي 8 شباب يعني واحد من المدرسة مروح تخوه استشهد وواحد مروح من درس خصوصي بتخوه استشهد بشعر اني ممكن في اي لحظة اني وانا رايح على المدرسة ممكن استشهد زيهم
One morning we heard that the Israelis were making one of their regular raids into Palestinian territory. Azmi, our local producer, guided us to where we could see what was happening.
We need some protection for the car, that's why we're parking it in here.
Israeli troops go in to arrest militants. Civilians often get killed.
Here we've got the tanks. This is what happens during an incursion. They seal off the roads. The people inside are trapped in there. There's no getting out. And for people like us who want to go in and find out what they're doing, it's impossible to get any closer than this. Even this is probably too close. Are right in here now. There are kids down there. The kids have been tear gassed right now. They've been throwing stones at the tanks. The tanks have been shooting towards the children, shooting down the street. It's lethal being here.
This time no one was killed. There are several such raids every week.
Is this from the tanks?
We went to a district called Nusrat that Israeli tanks had invaded in the middle of the night.
These are fresh tank tracks. It's quite easy to see the route the Israeli army took down that road and then down here.
The military objective was to capture an important Palestinian fighter. It was successful, but 7 civilians died and 67 were wounded.
When the fighting was going on, a 16-year-old boy came out here and stood there and looked down the street to see what was happening. A shell came flying down the street from one of the Israeli tanks through the boy's head, then through the wall, there and there.
In the last 2.5 years, hospital records show hundreds of Palestinian civilians in Gaza have been killed, thousands injured. I visited the family of 12-year-old Huda Darwish. She was sitting in her classroom when she was hit in the head by an Israeli bullet.
This is Huda's school uniform, the one she was wearing the day she was shot. That's the headscarf she was wearing. Here are the bullet holes, and that's her blood. And this is her jacket.
Her jacket. It was wounds here. Her skull wound. Yes. Look at her skull. What is her guilty to be like this?
What has she done?
What she's done? She's in her class, in her desk, she's writing. Why? Why this happened to her?
I went with Amal Darwish, Huda's favorite aunt, to the hospital. The doctors had said Huda was waking from her 3-week coma. To their joy, she recognized their voices. But to their despair, they realized the bullet had blinded her. Huda had wanted to be a school teacher.
She's worried about her homework.
Homework.
And then the reality of her shattered life suddenly seemed to dawn on her.
She said that I want to die. I want to give up this pain. What did happen to me? Why did it happen to me?
Buddha's school is run by the United Nations. It's a big open site, not easy to mistake. I went there to work out how a bullet could possibly have hit her at her desk.
This is a school picture of Huda. Everyone says she was very beautiful. It's a bomb.
In fact, an Israeli shell had exploded nearby.
This is Huda's classroom. This is where she got shot a few weeks ago.
They told me it happens a lot, but that doesn't dull the fear.
قلبي المكلوم أشجاني في نظرة الغصن إلا أن عاصفة هبت سموما فأمسى غير فيناني يا ناعم الظفر يا ابن العز ما لك لا تكف عن مدمع كالغيث هاتان ماذا دهاك احكي لي عل الحديث معي مجفف عنك بعض المدمع القاني لقد شهدت أبي والموت يصرعه ولم يجد مسعفا من قلب إنساني نادى بني اسقني فالصدر ملتهب فقلت نفسي الفدا للوالد الفاني لأمر لا خفاء به وحكمة الله تخفى بعض أحياني قد عشت للنصر بالإصرار تغرسه فتجتنيه ثمارا ذات ألوان فاخلع ثياب الأسى مرتديا ثوب الجهاد نشيطا غير كسلان تعلم الحرب في سر وفي علن فوق الجبال وفي سهل ووديان واجمع رفاقك وانفخ في عزاء سفينتها من غير رباني ما عاد ربي أن تنحل عضوتنا أو أن نتيه وفينا نور قرآن اليأس كفر إذا
مواز أبو شهر A 23-year-old former college student recruited the bomber.
I recruited the person who conducted the hyper operation. He prepared himself and carried out the operation. Excellent guy.
The man who built the Haifa bomb and prepared the bomber for his mission was Majdi Emmer, a 24-year-old qualified engineer.
I'd like to know why you think it's necessary to kill women and children.
If the Israelis kill a child in Gaza, I'm ready to kill one in Tel Aviv. If they destroy half, I'll do it in Tel Aviv. If they give me security in my land, then there's no problem. I'm a person who looks for peace, who calls for peace, but with one elementary condition: the freedom of my country and people, and to put an end to this Nazi state, this racist Jewish state.
According to our Islamic religion, in case of foreign occupation of any Islamic land, it is the duty of every Muslim to liberate this land. Every centimeter of it. Accordingly, we acted, struggled to free all of Palestine, the whole of it, the areas occupied in 1948, as well as the West Bank and Gaza Strip, all of it.
As for Jewish civilians or women, they came to live in my country. That's an assault on me, so I attack them in self-defense. I gave them a chance to stop killing Palestinian children and women and let me live peacefully in my land and fight as soldiers against soldiers. But they refused. So I don't have a choice but to create a balance of terror.
When she voted for Sharon, or any other Israeli leader to represent Israel, she voted for him to kill Arabs, to kill Palestinians. So quite simply, she indirectly aimed to kill me. Why else would I target her? I don't know who she is.
How do you know she voted for Sharon? Perhaps she voted against Sharon.
Israeli fighter jets make no distinction between young and old, between civilians and military. Why do you not ask them this question? Why do you only ask me this question and remain silent when it's the Jews?
Israel usually responds to a successful suicide mission by destroying the house of the bomber.
The martyr knows that his house might be destroyed, his family left homeless. But Allah promised us that every martyr atones for 70 members of his family to enter paradise. So they've lost nothing. They might lose a house or money, but that can all be replaced. It's worth destroying all the houses to achieve freedom for Palestine. All the institutions liberate Palestine from the Jew, even 1 meter of Palestine.
Their houses might be demolished, their brothers arrested, so what? As for myself, 6 of my brothers are in prison.
They are facing 17 counts of murder for the Haifa bus bombing and more than a dozen additional charges of being a member of an illegal organization, handling weapons, conspiracy and assault. If convicted, their sentences could run into hundreds of years.
שלום לכולם, צהריים טובים, בבקשה לשבת.
תפדל בזילוס.
Muaz and Majdi are defiant.
Majdi Muhammad Ahmed Amr.
Majdi Muhammad.
Takum bebakasha.
Fardu waqif.
Tasdim bebakasha la nashar. Shezeh shu rokam, lo yifrir li mi bishkafta nigdo.
Hada idha ant yani biqamish hada ma bizrajish ma bighallifish alayna inma ijra bada yidhal mithl ma hu.
ماشي بس هاي محكمة غير قانونية محكمة احتلال ما بعترف بشرعية فعشانك ما بقوم لفاضي ما هو برشور
The case is adjourned on a technicality.
السلام عليكم.
That Muaz and Majdi are men of determination is beyond question. Their vision is the complete destruction of Israel, and they are willing to use any means necessary to further those aims.
A border policeman slapped me. I hadn't done anything. I was just walking down the street and he slapped me. 12 years later, when I organized the Haifa bombing, I stood in front of the mirror and I stroked my cheek. I said, you slapped me once. I'm a Muslim, not a Christian. I know in Christianity, if you slap someone on the right cheek, he turns the left cheek towards you. My principle is different. If you slap me once, I'll slap you twice. If you slap me once, I will slap you twice. If they want to live in peace, they should go back to where they came from. Russians should go back to Russia. Americans should go back to America. This is my country. It belongs to me. His country is the land where he came from.
If the Israelis do not leave, what would you do?
Resistance. Resistance till the end.
And the end is what?
The end of life. Either mine or his. Either I will die, or he will. There is no other solution.
أطبقت صدف الظلام وعضنا ناب أكول وديارنا طفحت دما ومضى بها الباغي يصول ومن الميادين اختفت لمع الأسنة والخيول وعلت على الأنات أنغام المعازف والطبول هبت عواصفهم تدك صروحه وله تقول لن نوقف الغارات حتى عن مرابعنا تزول
Problem for us in the West of honesty about the reason for going to war in Iraq, and that was weapons of mass destruction.
I don't think that was a lie.